Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, dedicated to accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science worldwide, on the web at mathworks.com.
Welcome back. I know there'll be a few shiny new bicycles given as Christmas presents this year, but we all know what happens once the novelty of a new bike is worn off. Some are relegated to the basement or the garage. Our studios are located on the campus of Boston University, where there always seems to be a lot of abandoned bikes. We've got pictures of some unwanted bikes in the Boston area on our website, hereandnow.org. So what happens to those abandoned bikes? Some find their way to a group called Bikes Not Bombs in Boston. They process nearly 6,000 used bikes a year. Some of them are shipped to developing countries. Others get used here in a program to teach kids about how to fix and ride them. Stephen Bosco is the donations coordinator for Bikes Not Bombs. I asked him why so many bikes are abandoned.
Students graduate or go away for the summer and they just leave them behind. Sometimes a bike gets abandoned because its owner comes back and finds that it's been vandalized or stripped, and they just don't want to take the bother to do anything with it. In other cases, bikes are abandoned at bike shops. Somebody will bring in a bike and request a number of repairs from the shop, and the repairs will be made, and they'll never come back and get the bike. It's hard for me to imagine why someone would do that.
And people collect these bikes, though, and they donate them to your organization, Bikes Not Bombs. Where do you get most of them?
Well, most of the bikes that we receive as donations actually come in donated directly by their owners at bike donation drives or brought in directly to our center. But we also do receive donations from police departments, university physical plant staff, and municipalities that have removed these bikes from racks or other places where they've been abandoned.
And we understand that you've been rescuing abandoned bikes since the 90s. You took it upon yourself to save and restore many of them. Why do you choose to start picking up these bikes? What is it about them that attracts you?
Oh, I've been kind of compulsively rescuing bikes from the trash for years out of a visceral sense of being offended at seeing something that was so useful being thrown into rivers and dumpsters. And I've been volunteering at Bikes Not Bombs for 11 years. And when I found out about how useful bikes could be in developing countries and with inner city kids, I began to more systematically collect bikes and bring them in.
And how do you decide which bikes go overseas versus which ones are used in your education program or maybe sold in a bike shop?
Lighter weight, thin-tired road bikes make more sense here. So those are generally the bikes that get used in our voc ed program and in our retail shop here in Boston. Fat-tired bikes, mountain bikes make more sense over the rough roads that are found in developing countries. So those are generally the bikes that we send overseas.
Tell me how these salvaged bikes are being used overseas.
I often tell folks that a bike overseas is like the family car. Here, folks just use bikes for exercise or as something fun to do on the weekends. But overseas, many people use bikes as their basic mode of transportation. People will use a bike to get to work, to get to school, to get product to market. In some places, they'll even use bikes as pedal-powered machines, pedal-powered grain grinders, nutshellers, water pumps. We actually have a pedal-powered blender at our center in Jamaica Plain.
For smoothies?
We do. And a couple of times a month, we fire it up and we make fruit smoothies with it.
Tell me a little bit more about the program you run here in Boston, training kids how to fix bikes. Who are you training? What are they getting out of it?
So these are young people from Boston's neighborhoods, kids ages 12 to 18, and they come in and do what's called our Earn a Bike course. They come in attracted by the lure of a free bike, but the course teaches them bike safety and how to do basic bike mechanics and also why it's important to bike and some of the larger environmental issues that surround cycling.
That's Stephen Bosco, Bikes Not Bombs Bike Donations Coordinator. Thank you so much.
Thank you.